This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How gratitude builds emotional resilience through positive humanism. Discover how gratitude nurtures emotional resilience and personal flourishing through a secular humanistic approach to life and well-being. Gratitude and emotional resilience. How appreciating the little things helps us bounce back. Hey, I wanted to share something that's been on my mind lately, this idea of gratitude and how it plays a huge role in emotional resilience. I was thinking about how life throws challenges at us all the time, right? Stress, setbacks, uncertainty, you name it. But some people seem to weather those storms with a calm and steady spirit. It turns out that cultivating gratitude is one of the key factors pushing them toward that kind of resilience. Now, I'm not talking about just saying thank you when someone holds the door for you or grabbing for a gratitude jurumna. Because it's trendy, there's something deeper here. Gratitude at its core rewires the way our brain processes events and emotions. Instead of focusing on what's missing or going wrong, it shifts our perspective to noticing what's working or what we value. This shift isn't just feel-good fluff, it's rooted in positive psychology principles and aligns with humanistic values that promote personal growth and flourishing. What's fascinating is that when we regularly practice gratitude, we boost our emotional resilience, which is basically our ability to recover from stressful experiences and bounce back stronger. Psychologists find that people who keep gratitude at the forefront tend to have lower levels of depression and anxiety, and higher life satisfaction. It's a kind of mental muscle you build up, making difficult emotions easier to handle over time. Here's the cool part. This all fits perfectly into a secular worldview too. You don't have to be religious or spiritual to benefit from these practices. Gratitude and resilience are accessible through everyday reflection on your experiences, relationships, and even simple moments like enjoying a sunny afternoon or a good meal. These are examples of applied humanistic philosophy, using reason and compassion as tools to enhance well-being without needing supernatural beliefs. Imagine, for instance, approaching every day from a place of appreciation for what you've got, rather than fear of what you might lose. This mindset fosters personal flourishing, a state where you're not just surviving, but genuinely thriving despite life's challenges. And it's not just theoretical. There's plenty of research showing that gratitude promotes stronger social bonds and offers a buffer against stress. One book that really puts this all into perspective is Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It explores how these ideas come together within a positive humanism framework, a way of living life that focuses on human flourishing guided by reason, ethics, and empathy, all grounded in a secular framework. If you're curious about how this mindset can enrich your everyday life and mental health, I highly recommend checking it out. So, how do you actually bring gratitude into your daily routine to build emotional resilience? It can be as simple as these steps. Pause to notice. Take a moment each day to identify a few things you genuinely appreciate. Express it. Whether writing it down or sharing it with someone, expressing gratitude helps cement it in your mind. Reflect on setbacks. Try to find what lessons or strengths emerged, even from tough experiences. Practice kindness. Acts of kindness reinforce connection and remind us we're not alone. Keep it consistent. Building resilience takes time, so make gratitude a regular habit. When you incorporate gratitude with this kind of intentionality, you're not just reacting to life better, you're actively shaping it with a more positive and human-centered outlook. This aligns neatly with humanistic values advocating for well-being, empathy, and meaning, all elements that nourish our emotional resilience. It's an empowering approach that puts you in the driver's seat of your mental and emotional health. If you're ready to explore more about positive humanism and how it combines positive psychology and secular ethics for a fulfilling life, definitely check out Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a great resource for anyone wanting to cultivate resilience, enrich their relationships, and expand their capacity for joy, all from a grounded, secular perspective. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Embracing gratitude within a humanistic framework could be a game changer for how you handle life's highs and lows, and ultimately how you experience happiness.